From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Jared Kushner speaks and then speaks out.
When my father-in-law decided to run for president, I served his campaign the best I could because I believe in him and his ability to improve the lives of all Americans.
The voice of Jared Kushner. He's U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor who testified today in a closed session of the United States Senate Intelligence Committee. About 30 minutes after the session ended, he emerged from the White House to assert his claims regarding the election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
In his statement, he defended not only his actions during the campaign, but attempted to clear the record regarding his financial dealings.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
He could not resist integrating some political posturing during the course of his less than 3-minute statement to the press.
Donald Trump had a better message and ran a smarter campaign. And that is why he won. Suggesting otherwise ridicules those who voted for him.
The closed-door meeting with Senate Intelligence Committee investigators is the first of two congressional interviews for Kushner this week. His second comes tomorrow before the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. Two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli was wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. The Israeli Foreign Ministry said one of two Jordanian workers lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. This is VOA News. Three African nations are holding major elections in August: Angola, Kenya, and Rwanda. Although the three nations are very different, for all the stakes are very high, and the contest will be closely watched. From Johannesburg, VOA's Anita Powell looks at the upcoming election in Rwanda.
First up is tiny, landlocked Rwanda, which will vote the first week in August. Once again, the undisputed favorite is the longtime president, Paul Kagame, who has ruled Rwanda since the end of the 1994 genocide. Horn of Africa analyst Mariti Mutiga of the International Crisis Group is expecting no surprises, but says the democratic exercise is an important one for Rwanda and its wealthy aid partners.
I think it matters to the extent that obviously there's been questions as to whether Rwanda is an authoritarian country, whether it respects the norms and practices of a democratic country, and especially as a major recipient of aid from the West.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
And for more on the African elections, visit our website at voanews.com. Police in the U.S. city of San Antonio, Texas, say they found 8 people dead in the back of an extremely hot tractor trailer. A 9th victim died in the hospital hours later. There were 30 survivors, including 2 school-aged children, along with 20 survivors in critical condition. San Antonio's fire chief says it was likely that no one would have survived another night in the trailer after a day in which temperatures reached 38 degrees Celsius. That also would be about 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Poland's president says he's vetoing 2 of 3 bills recently passed by lawmakers to reform the country's judicial system. Andrzej Duda announced his decision on television Monday, days after mass street protests. He says the decision is as follows. Namely, I've decided that I will send it back to the lower house of parliament, which means I will veto the bill on the Supreme Court as well as the one about the National Council of the Judiciary. Both bills are generally seen as challenges to the independence of the judicial system and are part of a legal overhaul planned by the ruling Law and Justice Party. The third bill reorganizes the functioning of local courts, and Duda said that he would sign it. Venezuela's opposition has announced a 2-day national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel a controversial July 30th election for a new Congress. Protesters on the streets of the capital of Caracas are chanting slogans denouncing Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.